relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Did you know what the assault on the Capitol was really about? We have the answer now. The Speaker of the House, who has an unenviably slim margin in the lower chamber, was on a Zoom call where she explained it for the whole world to see. Let's share that and get our guest to comment. This is Video Cut 9, the Speaker of the House.
I thought it was going to be an epiphany for those who were in opposition to our democracy to see the light. Instead, it has been an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in our country led by this president, for the moment, who have chosen their whiteness over democracy.
Chosen their whiteness over democracy. Lord Conrad Black is the author of the latest piece where he addresses exactly this issue. It's called Where Does He Go From Here? At American Greatness, amgreatness.com. Of course, also author of the superlative A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Black, so we now know it was all about white supremacy.
That's it. Obviously, that's it. We missed it, Sebastian. We just
how could we miss it?
I guess we took our whiteness too seriously, too.
I mean, truly, they say in you mentioned this in the article. Not only do they say that the protesters, the rioters, the people who breached Congress were doing it because of their skin color, they also the Democrats also accused the police officers of doing what they did.
It was like a battle between Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan. It was two groups of white supremacists fighting it out in that historic locale.
Okay, so let's get serious. These comments are beneath contempt.
And incidentally, all under the malignant influence or direct command of someone who was altogether reminiscent of Dr. Joseph Goebbels.
Goebbels, yes.
A man who ended his life with a double suicide with his wife at the bunker where he and Hitler had their last days with the Red Army advancing through the rubble of Berlin. That is what we're supposed to compare this president to.
Yes, shameful analogies. So I think it was Mark Twain who said that the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. Are the reports of Donald Trump's political career being dead also greatly exaggerated, Conrad?
Sebastian, I think so, and I'll tell you why. I think that he made a terrible mistake, the president did, publicly telling the Vice President Pence that he should defy the Senate and purport to reject the decision on the selection of members of the Electoral College. I don't think the vice president has any authority to do that, and Trump shouldn't have said it. But with that said, he made a mistake. But his mistake, in my opinion, and we'll find out in the next few months, has been redeemed by this sudden coming together of a genuine threat to the freedom of expression in the United States and the operation of American democracy. Approximately half the people think it was a rigged election, and everyone in the country can see that the dictators of social media are deciding who has a right to be exposed to the public, their opinions to be exposed to the public, and who does not. And this is absolutely contrary to the whole raison d'etre of the United States and the beliefs of 99% of the American public. This is not democracy. It's dictatorship. And they are now attacking Trump so violently and so unreasonably, even though he has made some mistakes.
How telling
that,
is
that he? I'm sorry, I don't mean to filibuster you. I just want to finish the sentence.
Yeah.
They are making him the only person that can be supported, the leader of a unified opposition, uniting all those who believe in the First Amendment and the freedom of expression and who do not want the United States turned into a socialist commune. Even people who don't like Trump are going to have to support him because he is the chief opposition figure against these lunatics who are trying to destroy the country.
Well, this is exactly the point I wanted to raise. So I was in the White House as strategist to the president when we had the first preliminary meetings with the Chancellor of Germany, and they didn't go well. I mean, the president read Angela Merkel the Riot Act on being a freeloader in terms of NATO contributions and so forth. And despite all of that, how telling is it that in just the last 48 hours, we've had not only the head of state of Mexico, we've had the French government, and we've had Angela Merkel herself say what the social media oligarchs did to the American president is inexcusable?
Sebastian, I'm speaking from Canada, which is, of course, not far away, but it is a foreign country. Everybody is shocked.
Really?
I mean, this is the country of, you know, Jefferson and Thomas Paine and Abraham Lincoln. This is the country whose greatest leaders' writings are read to students in revolt and the Prague Revolution and so on. I mean, the United States has its flaws, and it's not a perfect democracy, but it is the most effective champion and worldwide advocate and spreader of democracy and the free market. And here we have these totally unaccountable and rather dubious people like this fellow Jack Dorsey, who looks like Charles Manson's companion in a bad night in Beverly Hills. I mean, we have these people deciding who has a right to have their opinions exposed to the public, who has the right of free expression. Well, what are we coming to?
Now, let's for our millions of listeners and viewers, we have to put this into historic perspective. As a historian of repute, you've written fabulous works on FDR, on Nixon, and now on the president as well. The idea that a man with 88 million followers on Twitter, with 74 million Americans who voted for him, the idea that you shut them down. In the last few days, I've lost 70,000 followers on Twitter alone. When in history has that actually made things better, Lord Black?
You have me at a loss, and chiefly because it almost always fails as a policy. I mean, unless you're going to assassinate somebody, God help us, let us assume we're not getting into that kind of thing, you can't shut them down the way they're trying to do it. I mean, he's obviously going to set up another site of his own, and he'll have more followers than ever. I mean, that's what happens. When you try and coerce silence, you get the opposite of what you are trying to achieve. And the only way to stop that is in a totalitarian state. Well, peculiar though the United States has become, it's not about to go into a sort of Hitler-Stalin totalitarianism where you can literally, you know, take people away and shoot them or gas them or whatever you want if they disagree with you. We're not getting to that. But you wouldn't. I don't want to get too carried away here, but I have to say that what Trump's opponents are doing now, particularly in the matters you're talking about. But not only that, I'll just add to that in a moment, but what they're trying to do is essentially totalitarian. Yes. It is not murderous, but it is oppressive in a totalitarian way. And as illustrated that, let me just cite another thing here. It is even more dangerous to them and more illustrative of their demented state because of its absurdity. And that is this notion, of impeaching a man with a week left in his term of office with a view of trying him for removal from that office after he has actually left it at the constitutional expiry of his term. As I wrote in another piece that's about to be published, well, then why don't we revisit the 43 previous presidents? Why don't we decide that George Washington was too severe in the Whiskey Rebellion? Thomas Jefferson shouldn't have imposed the embargo. Franklin D. Roosevelt had no business ordering the Navy to attack on detection any German ship a year before the U.S. Was in the war. Abraham Lincoln couldn't have suspended habeas corpus just because there was a real insurrection in which 750,000 people died. Let's impeach them all, and let's take the monuments to them in Washington and dedicate them instead to leaders of Black Lives Matter. That's what we're coming to.
I have a feeling that two segments may not be enough today, but we're going to do our very, very best. He's Lord Conrad Black, weekly, regular, great favorite of our listeners. The book is A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. The latest article is Where Does He Go From Here? And we will be discussing exactly that in the next segment. You can find it at one of our favorite websites, American Greatness, that is amgreatness.com. Eric, let's post the article right now on our Twitter feeds, our Facebook pages. If you are watching us live streaming on YouTube, please do us the kind favor of hitting the like button. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the fetid, insalubrious rat's nest that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Stay on this channel.
Of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and who have to be deprogrammed.
MSNBC, Eugene Robinson, saying that Trump supporters must be deprogrammed. There are only two types of political organization or regime that talk about deprogramming. One of them is communist, and the other is fascist. These are the voices of the legacy, quote-unquote, mainstream media. Let us continue our discussion with our regular guest, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter, Conrad M. Black, author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. And we are discussing his latest piece at American Greatness, Where Does He Go From Here? Let me ask you, if I may, Conrad, a tactical question, that one that really irks me, and it has to do with the flurry of recent resignations from the Trump administration. You mentioned them in your piece. Ellen Chao, Betsy DeVos, Mike Mulvaney, earlier today Chad Wolf of the acting director of Homeland Security. Look, I am proud of my association with the president. I don't remain loyal to him because of who he is as a man, but because of the values that he's represented in the accomplishments of the last 4 years. Isn't the behavior of these individuals so transparently just virtue signaling?
Certainly that's how it looks to me. Now, I don't know them personally, and I'm always, as you know, reluctant to mind read people.
Yes.
I don't know, or indeed mind read people generally, but we're all unlicensed psychiatrists up to a degree, I guess. But what shocks me is, I mean, here's Mulvaney, who really had some of the blame for the fact that Trump had to go through that impeachment nonsense before,
right?
When he basically, just because of his verbal bungling, said that yes, they traded, they'd offered aid to the president of Ukraine in exchange for what the president was being accused of, which was nonsense and not what he meant to say. But having committed that error, and having, you know, had the honor of being appointed to a couple of highly important positions by the president, and being now out of government, I thought he owed him a greater level of loyalty than that. In the case of Betsy DeVos, as you will recall, the vice president had to exercise the tie-breaking vote to yes. get it confirmed. I think she did a good job as Secretary of Education. I think her support of charter schools and faith schools and independent schools, private schools, all of that was good, because we've got to break down the unionized state school systems that are just miseducating everybody in the country.
Indeed.
And turning into daycare centers. They don't educate at all, really. And the president supported her all the way. And for her to weasel out in the last 10 days like this on this spurious argument that he had done something that was so morally reprehensible that she couldn't survive conscientiously with herself in this administration for another 10 days is just shocking. In the case of Elaine Chao, I mean, she is the wife of the Senate Majority Leader. And I don't know to what extent, those two coordinate their views. But I think it is distressing. What the hell has she got to complain about? What the president said, as you know, was to encourage these people, all of whom shared his view that they'd been cheated on the election, to walk to the Congress and, as he put it, peacefully and patriotically make sure your voices are heard.
Yeah.
That's all. He didn't say anything about violence. He didn't say anything about trespass. He didn't say anything about any improper activity. And for these people, I mean, I understand his opponents will make out of it what they can, although what they're doing is demagogy and defamation. But for his own people, whom he has supported through 4 years, to betray him like this is absolutely disgraceful. None of those three should ever be allowed near a public trust again.
I heartily concur. It really shows them for who they are. In your piece, Lord Black, you write the following. Donald Trump has done himself serious damage, but it is not necessarily irreparable. Now, I've been saying this for the last few days as a man who knows Donald Trump, who's done business with him, who's met him more than once. What is the possible scenario looking forward? It seems as if on the left, political careers are often covered in Teflon, whether you're Ted Kennedy or whether you're Bill Clinton. What could the president do? What do you expect him to do in the coming years?
Well, if he behaves cautiously, and if present trends continue, I would say his role might actually expand, because the excesses being committed by his opponents now, the dictators of the social media, the absolute locked-arm solidarity of the entire national political media, referring on every occasion to challenges to the validity of the election and the legitimacy of the election is unfounded and discredited, even in the Wall Street Journal. Just as a matter of fact, it's stated there's nothing to it, which is not true. Anyone with an IQ in double figures knows that there is a real question about that election. And we don't know that Trump won. We don't know that. But we know that there is a question about it, a greater question there's been about any previous presidential election. Al Gore and George W., Mr. Nixon and JFK, and going back to Tilden and Hayes in 1876. And for these people to eradicate the possibility of another view and to throw people off their platforms and completely de-platform an outfit like Parler or Parlay, because it happens ideologically to disagree with them, but perfectly responsibly and respectably so. For that sort of thing to go on, they are making Trump the leader of the opposition. They're making him the premier figure amongst all those in the country, which is the overwhelming majority of the public, who believe in freedom of expression and oppose a socialist America. If they just behaved with a little more moderation, there would be a chance that Trump could just fade away. But you see, they don't want him to fade away, because the only argument they've got is Trump hate. But in getting into the perpetuation of Trump hate even after he leaves office, what they're really doing is frightening the entire public with their totalitarian tendencies. And they're making Trump the leader of the entire opposition, including millions of people who don't like him. Because you have to go somewhere when you're being impressed by lunatics. And let's take the president-elect. I mean, in what is supposed to be a unifying message, he says, as you said at the top of this interlude, the people who trespassed at the Capitol are racist.
Yeah. No,
the Capitol police are racist.
As the whole party is allegedly calling for peace and unity, the books are Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Champion of Freedom, Richard M. Nixon, A Life in Full, and most relevant to now, not just now, but the future, as the head of a putative opposition, a president like no other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America, all by Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter at Conrad M. Black. Thank you, Conrad. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is this squad still the squad? I haven't seen them like kind of squad up together. What's happening to the squad? Are there issues? Ilhan Omar is a member of the squad, I think. And she said something strange on MSNBC about the current incumbent of the White House. Video cut 5. Play cuts.
As you know, the last 2 years, the president has put a target behind my on my back, and it has been quite frightening to be a lawmaker in the United States with a president that has incited violence against myself and my family and those who carry the marginalized identities that I do.
She's just perfect playing the carry the marginalized identities like I do, or like a congresswoman. Yeah, you're so marginalized. It's that getting a full pension after serving just 2 years on Capitol Hill. Now, that's a great definition of being marginalized. So if the president put a target on your back and the back of your family members, garbage. I have a question for you, Ilhan Omar. Who put the actual target on the back of GOP whip leader Steve Scalise? Was it you? Was it Bernie Sanders? Because James Hodgkinson, who tried to murder Steve Scalise, was a leftist. He was actually a Bernie campaign volunteer. Who put the target on the chest, not the back, but the chest of Captain David Dawn, murdered during a BLM riot? Who was it? Was it somebody from a marginalized community like yourself? Was it the left writ large? Was it the DNC? Because America would like answers to those questions where violence actually happened to members of Congress and to our brave police officers who were killed during the riots of the last 10 months. Okay. Let's go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-34-6752. Let's go to Stan, Los Angeles, line 2. Welcome, Stan.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Calling in that what I realized, or what we realized in the COVID, is that China was in charge of all the manufacture and raw materials, and we were dependent on them to manufacture new drugs. And now we've come to realize that all of the communication in this country is controlled by a bunch of oligarchs. And what I think is we need basically a Project Warp Speed to build up a new communication system to overcome what's happening in this country, that we're not going to be able to voice an opinion. I'm afraid of the fairness doctrine, all kinds of things from this group. And I think we have to build a whole new infrastructure to get our message out.
I agree. I love it. I love the idea of an operation in warp speed for communications and First Amendment infrastructures, just like Charlie Kirk suggested. Great, great call. Stan, stay on the line. Let's get Stan a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. You can get yours at sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. On a similar vein, Ty in San Antonio, line 4. Welcome, Ty.
Hey, Sebastian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, listen, I was sorry to hear what had happened to you with the altercations. And before I get to my point, liberalism and what you face and what you continue to face is it's become a higher identity for these people. This is kind of a religion for them.
Yes.
And so, you know, it doesn't really matter what they do to people in the process. It's the end justifies the means. So, you know, we got to understand that when we go up against these people, that they are, the rules don't apply to them. They will do whatever it takes. So my second question, or actually my question for you, and I wanted your opinion on this, is it seems that big tech is playing kind of the end game. And it makes me wonder, what are they posturing so heavily towards the liberal side of the playing field for? There are some obvious things, but do you think that this might be a backdoor way that if they are regulated, it would be a backdoor way for them to regulate talk radio as well in the same breath?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's a direct connection technically or causally between what Facebook, Zuckerberg, Twitter, and Dorsey are doing to talk radio, but the impulse is absolutely the same. They will try and use the fairness doctrine as soon as they can, but it's not going to be easy. Doing it by executive action will, I think, be impossible, and with a 50-50 split in the Senate, likewise, that is such a radical measure, they'll try it. But I'm not sure they'll succeed. And one more thing I have to say again and again and again. The good thing about the incoming administration, we've gone through all the cabinet members. It's really second, third, fourth tier individuals. There's no brains among them. There's no David Axelrods. And that's good for us. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. More of your calls momentarily. We are coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you suffering now from daily pain? Have you tried other remedies to no success? Well, you've got to try Relief Factor. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. It's gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today if Relief Factor is the answer. Call 800-500-8384 and order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, and find out today. You deserve to know. You've waited long enough. This could be your success story. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sabrina.
Come! Oh, firearms is fighting for America. Car executives were at the D.C. rallies. They are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor. That's K-A-H-R. Check out their incredible selection, their incredible website. That's K-A-H-R.com. Okay, let's go to your calls. John, Jacksonville, North Carolina, has heard something that a lot of people have sent me in line for. Welcome, John.
Hey, Sebastian. How are you doing today?
Good.
I want to say thank you for taking my call and giving us little guys a voice, man. I really appreciate it. So the reason why I was calling is I've really been just heartbroken the last week or so with everything that's going on. And I keep getting some false hopes, and I was hoping, since you're very close with President Trump, that you might be able to shed some light on some things.
Yes, go ahead.
I've been hearing some people talk that there is a possibility that there have been things that have been going on in the background where he may be able to stay in and drain the swamp. People have been talking about this Insurrection Act of 1807. Some people are talking about military strike. Some have even said that the military has been in control since the 8th, but nothing's really confirmed. And I kind of get a glimmer of hope, and I'm like, maybe there's hope. And it just kind of feels like it's getting dropped off. And I don't know.
Okay, John, just answer me one question, honestly. What does your gut tell you about the idea that Donald Trump, who loves this country more than most, is going to use the U.S. military to stay in office? What does your gut tell you, John?
Honestly, I don't know.
No. Your gut has got to tell you something. It's got to tell you yay or nay. Do you really think Donald Trump would use tanks and armored personnel carriers to stay in power, like some tin pot dictator in Argentina?
In that retrospect, no. But
okay.
John, stop.
Go with that feeling. I tell you right now, because I'm going to control myself, because I got very pissed, very angry in the last few days by the garb. There's one woman who I considered a friend who I'm just going to shut off because of what she sent me today. I guarantee you right now, on my career, on my livelihood, on my reputation as a conservative double appointee by the president, that Donald J. Trump will not use force, will not use the military, is not signing the Insurrection Act, hasn't signed the Insurrection Act, and will leave office peacefully in just over a week. And sadly, Joe Biden will be sworn in. I guarantee you that now, John. Do you believe me?
You? Yes, sir. I would believe you.
Thank you, John. And I appreciate it. It takes a big deal. It takes guts to ask your question. But I guarantee you, it's not happening. You may not like it, but it is not happening. On a similar vein, Greg in Pittsburgh, line 3.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Gorka. Normally I agree with just about everything you say, but lately, when you say stuff like, so-and-so's a crackpot, and, you listen to what they say, and you just sum it up by calling them a name, it would be better to try to point out, what they said, why it's wrong. And
So who are you talking about?
Whatever.
Who are you talking about?
For one, General McInerney. Mm-hmm. And then there's Linwood.
Okay, let's stop here. Let me react. So I don't need to back it up when somebody who's a member of the bar, okay, a lawyer, publicly states that the Vice President of the United States is about to be arrested and put in front of a firing squad. Greg, I don't need to justify calling that man insane, because he is. And if you don't see that, I pity you.
Okay, all right. Well, you just explained it there. Okay, go to another. I haven't heard you say that, like, Sidney Powell is a nutcase yet.
No, I haven't. I think she's been misled. I think she has no idea what she's talking about when she's discussing national security issues. Why would she? She has no background in national security, and she had a very short tenure as a federal prosecutor, and she's saying things she has no experience of, and she shouldn't. And she's been proven to be mistaken. So I do what I do because I know the field. I joined the military reserves in 1991, okay? It's a long time ago. I spent 2004 to 2008 working on counterterrorism training for the Defense Department. Then I became a Defense Department civil servant as a professor of irregular warfare for 5.5 years at National Defense University. And then I went to the Marine Corps for 2.5 years to teach counterterrorism at the Marine Corps University. So, Greg, I think I know a little bit more about national security and the Insurrection Act than Sidney Powell does. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I give you that. And I've been in the military, too. But, okay, you know, if you want to say that, that's great. But when it comes to certain things like Dominion voting machines, certain things like that, I don't hear you, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's laptop, what happened to that? I don't hear you addressing that stuff.
I do it this way. Greg, this is how I address it. I say, you're an idiot if you're talking about Venezuela using computers to steal our elections through Spanish server farms when you've got bloody video of people pulling suitcases of ballots from under the table in Georgia. You're an idiot. You're wasting time. You're never going to prove that, but you've got the problem. It's called the 5-meter target. It's like trying to kill a tank 3 miles away when there's a guy sticking a bayonet into your gut in front of you. You're a cretin if you focus on the wrong target. And that's what I say about all of these other accusations. Fix the problem in your face. And we didn't. And the courts failed to do it. And the GOP failed to do it. That's why I say what I do. And I still stand by the president. And I stand by America First. And I stand by Make America Great Again. If you don't like where I'm coming from and you don't like my credentials, tough luck. It's a free country. You have to make a choice sooner or later. I choose reality and I choose truth. Great calls. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I am now 2 years pain-free because of this incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. Do yourself a favor right now. Don't wait any longer. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I guarantee it. I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor can rid you of your pain as it has me and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Call them now. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
America First, magnificent.
Thank you kindly. Welcome back, dear friends. Oh my gosh. Is two for real, Mr. G?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Anthony, North Carolina, line two. Let's talk to North Carolina. How you doing?
Not too bad, Dr. Gorka.
All right.
I live outside the back gate of Camp Lejeune. And them boys are asleep. There ain't nobody moving nowhere.
You mean the military isn't rising up, Anthony, right now, waving their MAGA flags?
I work on Cherry Point, and they're even tireder than over there. They ain't got no money. The budgets are already going downhill.
All right, so you know what's really going on, right?
I don't know what really is going on. I mean, I'm not in the know anymore. I ride a bench and build parts for the Marine Corps, but That's about it. I don't see no action, no high priority, no overtime coming in to build aircraft parts, to get planes up and, you know, for something that would be geared up for that kind of thing.
Listen to the man who knows. What kind of parts do you build? I'm curious. What do you do for the Marines?
I'm doing hydraulics right now. I'm doing the 53 bench work. I'm doing dampers for the rotor heads, dynamic components, stuff for the AVH.
Wow.
Landing gear.
You are America.
I'm done. I'm old. I'm done. I'm riding a bench. You know, I can't work the floor. I can't do aircraft anymore.
Well,
I built 46s, 53s.
You're doing your part. You're doing your part. God bless you. Thank you for injecting a little bit of reality into this insanity that everybody's sending me every single day. Guys, listen to Anthony. He's right there. It's not coming. There's no insurrection act. Calm down. Live in the real world. We can still win if we stay true to our values. We don't betray the U.S. Constitution. We don't want to live in some tin pot dictatorship. What are you positing, guys? Come on. Stay on the line, Anthony. Let's get him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Those are the calls, the kind of like, that's why we do what we do. Because we reach out, we touch reality, and we bring it back to a national platform 5 days a week. And by the way, if you can't get enough, just go to our website, sebgorka.com. Download the podcast. We're still up on YouTube. We're up on Rumble. It's all free. Subscribe today. If you're watching us on the video stream, hi, guys. That thing at the bottom, it says like. Hit it. Do it, please. Write us a little review. If you listen to the podcast while you're walking the dog, that's what I do in the morning. I listen to my favorite podcasts. When I'm walking on two dogs, write us a little review and have faith. We have suffered much worse and come through, and we have blossomed, and we're going to do it again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.